roommate, and that is the story of Surya. I say the story of Surya, Surya's massage. So Surya is one of the very fulfilled person in MBA that I have met, and what happened with him was, like, there are a lot of people who came to his room because he has magic in his hands when he do massage to people, and he do a very great hair therapy. Like, it can eradicate all of your stress and strain from the head immediately. So what generally happens is people come to him for massage, and no matter what time it is, at 1 a.m. in the night or 2 a.m. in the night, he is always up for helping others. So why is that? He is living a fulfilling life. So I think, because when I drilled this down into anthropological way, the anthropology says that the feeling of fulfillment comes from the exertion of time and energy for somebody else. And the only reason my roommate was able to, you know, get a fulfilled life or get a fulfillment night or fulfillment day was because he was exerting his time. Sorry for that. He was exerting his time and energy for somebody else. Like, and he was not expecting anything in return. Like, he was not expecting that if he is massaging someone, somebody else should massage him back. He was not at all expecting anything in return, and he was just exerting his time and energy for somebody else. That is why this is one of the key factors that he is so fulfilled, that he's always happy and he always spread positivity around him, like to the people around him. And I think time and effort, spending time and effort with the people you love is very important, because that creates a trust factor. And it's not psychological, it's biological. Whenever you help somebody else, you feel good. And why you feel good? Because your body releases an oxytocin chemical, and this oxytocin is released when you help somebody else. So, and you feel good about it.